You don't have to be in here. Sorry, I didn't realize my mic was on. There is a cat who is crying on the in this room.
Just want some lovin's.
Actually, what she wants is whatever the new cat has. But she doesn't, she's not sure she likes the new cat yet. All right, so how's everybody's week been so far?
Not too bad. Some unexpected car repairs, but
Oh
we're dealing
dear.
with it.
Well, is any car repair ever expected?
We're going to we're driving from Michigan down to Florida for my kids' spring break, so we just took the car in for a once over, just to make sure everything's fine, and of course they
Sure.
find something.
Yes.
I'm glad we went before the trip. That's the whole point of it, but still, ugh. You don't want to
Better
spend.
now than in Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to spend $1,400 before vacation, but I don't want to be stranded either, so.
Right. Yes. Yes, and if you're going to Orlando, and you're there's got there's there are some exits there for toll booths where you have to pay a toll to get off the highway.
Yes.
Have plenty of quarters because they don't take any other form of payment.
This time we're not. We did Disney last spring break. This time we're going to oh shoot, where are we going? Cape Coral by Fort
Oh,
Myers. We've rented
okay.
a house and we've got a really cool pool and we're right on at one of the canals. So the kids can fish right off the dock and stuff. So I think it'll be really fun.
That sounds great. Any manatee sightings in
Yeah, I hope
Fort
so. They
Worth?
say that you can see some there, so I hope we get to see some.
Not while you're fishing, of course, but
No. They've
Mm-hmm.
got in the area they have clear bottom kayaks that I think it'd be fun to take out, but my kids are 10 and 12, and they're just really not sure about kayaking on the ocean waters. They're just like, I don't know about that. So we'll see.
Yep. That's fair. That's fair. You know, something a little more placid, maybe. How about you, Brooks? Is it a lovely day today?
Yeah, it's pretty nice down here.
Cool.
Wasn't too bad yesterday either.
Sounds nice.
I'm ready to escape snow. I know it's only February and we're gonna have snow for a while, but I just need a break from snow.
Well, maybe it's time to get away from the giant piles of snow.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we're at five after. Have we, let's see, Jacob, were you here last time?
I was here for the last time we talked about the permissions
Yeah.
and things.
Right, I meant the Eureka Lab, you know, second and
Yes.
fourth, yes.
Yes, we went live on Sunflower last Sunday,
Wow.
and everything has gone fine so far.
Wow.
Much better than last time when we had to revert back to Ramsons.
Right. That's fabulous. That's wonderful. And
And
I
we haven't
agree
had
there.
any major issues with permissions yet. We're still trying to figure out. We've had a new issue come up, so we're trying to figure out if we can use permissions to solve it. That'll be an interesting dive
Right.
into the system.
Right. Well, do you feel free talking about that with whether or not the thing is going to be a permission solvable issue?
Well, I think Sarah, our tech serve person, mentioned last time, there's people that you don't necessarily want. I mean, that's the point of permissions, is people that you don't necessarily want doing certain things. And then here at Northwest, we have our one main library that we have a small staff at, and then we have a education program that has a laboratory school on campus. And that school has its own small library that is not staffed by anyone at all times. And there's a person there that I think worked at a school library at one point in their career and acts as the librarian whenever they need one, for that library. And because, I mean, she's like a teacher, she's an administrator, she does a million other things there. The librarian portion is one small part of her job. And so she's constantly like, she gets things done, but she sometimes gets them done in ways that are not, that cause other complications. So she was doing some billing, and instead of making bills that tied the user records to the item records, she was doing manual bills set as like a reason other, so that whenever those were paid, they weren't interacting with the item records to update them. And then for some reason, she was also changing the items to from age to lost to declared lost, which causes a bunch of other oddities. So we're kind of hoping that we'll be able to get in and like make her not able to make manual bills, but still able to assign actual cost in a age to lost item. I haven't really gotten in there yet, but things like that.
So, is the manual bill happening sort of like outside of Folio entirely?
Well, so instead of using the age to lost list in the users app, what she does is she runs an overdue item list in the lists app to find anything that's overdue, and then it shows her when something's age to lost as the status. Then she'll go to that user record and find their loans and do things. So she's creating manual bills in Folio.
Oh, so she's like assigning the fee
Yes.
to the user record directly without.
Yes.
Wow. I mean,
Which is like,
does she at least keep a note that says like why?
yeah, she that's the thing, is like, when you go in there, you can make sense of what she did. It's just that there was much easier and better ways to do it. And she doesn't always do it the same. So this problem came up in the past couple of days. And then I found out that she did this also once a year ago. But then she's done bills in between that made sense. So if we could, it's one of those things where she just doesn't interact with the system often. And so like
Right.
every time she encounters a problem, she like approaches it a new way.
Right. Right. The when you have to deal with something in a sort of intermittently, then just one second. There's some conflict between cats here. Please discuss.
Yeah, that's an issue that we've had in general because we actually don't do a lot of billing in general. We don't use overdue fees or fines. And we don't do a whole lot of billing. Usually we let things go H to Lost and Folio, and then we have the notifications that go out. Most of the stuff gets returned. And then we have a few things that we have to put into our university systems. Payment finance software, which is also in the middle of changing. We're going from Banner to Workday. So that will be another interesting change,
Yes, it will.
which I guess this is a good I say to talk about this in. We're going to Workday, and it's in the beginning stages, and they are doing it in two distinct stages where they're moving the finance information over first and then sort of all of that other student record demographic information over later. But we use, and I don't know if anyone here has experience, I don't know, automatic uploads of our university data from Banner into Folio to populate all of the patron accounts. And so the script that does that for Banner was written like 20 years ago when we were originally in Sierra and had Banner. And so no one at the university has a clue who made it or how it works, but
Right.
it does currently work. And so we import a bunch of data that's actually, we actually import more data than we need for Folio. And then Folio, through its pro through whatever process it is, drops some of that data and then updates our patron profiles. But we're going to have to switch over to Workday and do that again. I didn't know if anyone had any experience with that. Which we have one advantage, which is that we go through the Mobius Consortium. The Mobius Consortium, their IT people and their systems librarians kind of take care of that for us, but we have to talk between the people that are implementing Banner or Workday now, which is mostly on the HR team here, and then our IT team who does the actual script running. And then the
Right.
Mobius office who receives that data and sends it through the databases it goes through to clean up and import to Folio.
Right. Don't know. Yeah, we have we, get something from a larger campus feed that sort of involves Workday, I think, but we have our the ID management, system is different from Workday. And so, we've got Workday, but we don't use Workday to we don't use Workday to define who our users are or who our staff are. But that's just because we're huge and there's always going to be one unit on campus That will be very important, capital V, capital I. And they won't trust, a vended solution. Which, because we're special and we're all very, very smart. And so there's going to be one person who is smarter than the people who made up the software. So we don't, for us, and we're such a big place that something like Workday is not necessarily going to be the thing that's gonna help us with our thing. I think we have the campus feed that populates Workday, but also populates everything else, including Folio.
Oh.
Because I think for us, Workday is like for the people who work for the university, but there are lots of students who do not work for the university, and so we're all just sort of put in the same pot of users. And then the ones who are, the ones who work for the university, are sort of drawn into Workday. So they're not like our registrar system or anything like that. Pardon me.
Yeah, my understanding of the way they're going to implement Workday here is that it's going to be the new management system for even more than it's done now, where it's going to cover all the employees and the finance system, but also like actual student records.
Oh,
That's where
wow.
they're going to be accessing, anything they need to now through our old system. That uses like 12 different vendors. All of those capabilities are going to be in Workday. And so they're going to just move it all over.
That sounds like an adventure. And on the other hand,
For
also,
somebody.
well, a long time ago, I defined the word adventure. If you haven't, it's not an adventure unless at some point you wish you were somewhere else. So it might be an adventure, but it also like it to me, it will be really interesting because, of course, for us, the user, the pool of users populates Workday. But you're using Workday to populate, all of the user records, all of the users, the staff, the patrons, the students. So I'd be interested in how well that integrates.
Have you reached out to Mobius yet, the central office?
I mentioned it to Steve and Scott
Okay.
that this was something that our university was doing. I think that there are other universities in Mobius that are on Workday already. So they seem to act like it was dope. Once we get there, it'll be possible and no big deal to get the information over. It'll just be dealing with the people at the university because I don't think they're even aware that I just sent in a ticket. They were soliciting information on questions and possible problems. And I was like, I'm not sure if anyone's aware that we even use Banner to do this because it's just an automatic script rolling somewhere in the background that one person in IT knows about. So I'm hoping because if they have issues with us extracting that data, because
I
it's
know
run
that.
every day.
I would
So.
suspect that you'll probably be okay. I mean, because what you ultimately need from them is a flat file export of that data. And they were probably constructing a very weird quasi Markey text file thing from Banner to send over. We had a similar setup at Missouri State when I was there. And when we were still on Sierra, and that when we initially moved over to Folio, my colleague Mark Arnold there at Missouri State had to write a script to basically parse that thing and load that data into Folio. I know when Mobius pushed over, they made an effort to be able to take whatever data they were being given, whether it was a flat CSV, type delimited text file or this weird Markey looking thing that Sierra would take sometimes, or whatever they tried to basically put something together that could take whatever they were given, and turn it into Folio stuff. But I think getting a delimited text file out of Workday for your user records should be just a matter of giving your IT team the data like attributes that you need. Like, so here's a list of attributes that we need. Can we get a flat file that has these attributes in it? And then Mobius should be able to take that and do with it what they need to do. I think not having to deal with that weird text file, that weird fielded text, the vertically fielded text file thing will be a lot nicer for the Mobius office not to have to maintain that once they can get rid of all of those. But yeah, so that would be my guess about how to kind of approach that with your IT folks. But yeah, I cannot imagine that getting a delimited text file out of Workday, getting a job that runs that and sends it over somewhere is going to be super difficult to do. The quest your biggest question is going to be just getting your support ticket prioritized as part of the implementation process, so that you might have a month or so where you're not getting updated student lists, depending on how far down the queue you are in terms of priority of getting that kind of data out of the system.
Yeah, the Mobius office has been very accommodating. I think they had a, I was at a session at the conference last year where they were talking about the auto uploads and the many different kinds of files and systems that people just send them and then they just make it work and fix it up. But that's, yeah, my main concern is that we're going to be, they're implementing this Workday turnover in these phases, and Banner's still going to be that they tell us that Banner is still going to be there and be, they're going to just be using both systems until they fully turn over and are ready to go completely live with Workday. So, at the very least, this old script is just going to keep working until then.
Yeah, as long as they're updating the data, then you should be in good shape until then. But yeah.
So, hopefully, once they, because like I said, I know they're moving the finance stuff over and the university payment to employees and student employee system this summer. And then I think there's a whole nother year where they're moving over all of the rest of the student record data. So at what point will it be ready to go? And who will know that? And who will know to tell me that? And when do I know when to ask? And
Yeah.
those logistical questions I think are going to be more complicated than actually getting it done.
Yeah.
I hope.
Right. Now, have you, since you've migrated to Eureka, did you notice any place where like the users sort of tripped when they were using their new Eureka permissions, or something that where when you were putting something, when you were migrating the permissions from, the Okapi permissions to Eureka, did you notice any place where suddenly, oh, I can't do that?
No, and I don't think that that's happened across Mobius yet. We're going to have our we have a committee in Mobius for enhancements to we switched a bunch of systems, so one of them is for Folio.
Nice.
But we also changed our resource sharing to OpenRS. And we're going to have that meeting today that we have every other week. And so this will be the first one we've had since going live on Sunflower. But I haven't seen anything in any of the email lists. And w I haven't noticed anything at our institution. If anything, because we would. Me and Sarah were looking at the permissions. It seems like they did essentially what they said of bringing over more than necessary. So that was our only concern, was that one person who works at the school library. The one we've edited so far is for her permissions. And we did just start from new. It was much easier than going in and trying to edit all because they just added so much. That going through it and deciding for each one of them, should she be able to have this? Should she be able to see it? Should she be able to edit? You know, is everything set correctly on the huge list that was there? We just started fresh and said, well, we know this is what she needs. And that went a lot faster.
Going through everything like that, I think is a sure way to go mad. It's sort of the I remember hearing a story about an astronomer who went blind and mad trying to count all the stars in the sky. And this sounds a little bit, it sounds a little bit like that when you're trying to tweak individual Eureka permissions for individuals, but you're only doing it for one person. And in that case, you're also going to want to document that.
Yeah, we have all the information saved of what was there originally.
But if you have like a little document that says, okay, we removed this in order to stop manual billing, that is not like that was not connected to the item. That makes things it makes it easier to look for if
Yes.
the and it also sounds like that particular user does some lost billing as sort of a human engineering thing to get people to return books. And maybe when it comes to bills legit, that's the sort of thing that seems to, it sounds like it's kind of, thank you, Brooks. Thank you for being here. It almost sounds like it's crying out for a checklist for that user. Because if she's kind of doing this on sort of vague memory, then it's going to be a little different every time. And when she does finally sort of like build muscle memory, it's, it's going to be the wrong procedure. But like,
Yeah. Yeah. We've asked
just
her a
sort of
few
like
times for a few different things because really the way that that library uses the LMS at all is super, super limited. It's almost exclusively just for check in, check out. We do all of their cataloging. We do, you know, and they don't even get notifications because the user records that are in there are for the children. But then, like, all the communication goes through the parents. And also, like, this education school is it's actually its own individual separate nonprofit that is like through the university. So they have separate finances also. It's an interesting situation, especially for us coming on, we came into Folio on ECS. And then I've heard in these sigs of people that were using, like I think Aaron does, where it's multiple universities sort of using a single tenant
Yeah,
without
we.
CS.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting having this for us, this library that feels so completely separate in our tenant of the ECS Mobius Folio space, because they mess with our stuff to get their things done. Whereas the other libraries in Mobius, we kind of don't even, the only place we see anything they do is in the catalog, the shared instance records. But we don't, whenever there's anything that goes between the tenants, it's like in that, coded language where you can't really even tell what's going on, with DCB and OpenRS. So it's been interesting. It was already interesting in Sierra how we dealt with the school library, and it's become more interesting now in Folio.
Yes, it's sort of like it brings to mind when I was first handling tech support triage for the library, and my job was to just like let people talk to me, and then we would figure out the solution. We'd find the problem and figure out the solution, and they always had to justify why they were doing a thing in a particular way, and I had to say, look, I don't care. And then it turned into, I don't care. Please don't make me care. Because if I have to care about their process, then something's gone wrong. And we need to, maybe technology isn't the answer or isn't the solution. But it sounds like, in this particular case, because it's an outlier, and because, it also sounds like if children are borrowing books and, they may not remember to take them back to the library and their parents are like, oh, where did this book come from? They would have to get sort of that panic notice or that notice that makes them panic, oh, look, it's a lost book. We're going to charge you for the whole thing. And that's
Yeah, it's always interesting. The problem that came up recently.
It sounds like it's sort of like your feeling on it is that how they use check in, check out in Folio, how they use Folio, you don't care until you have to because your cataloging records or your inventory records are getting messed up.
Yeah, and just we consistently try to assert more control over the library, but they're just a bit resistant. We can't be there. It's across campus, but also they don't have someone there. So, like I said, the person who's running the library is also just a teacher and an administrator. They're not in the library. So half the time when they are dealing with these bills, they find out, like a parent will tell them, oh, our dog, what happened the other day is someone called and said, our dog chewed up the book, we'll like to pay for it. And then they went to look and it wasn't even checked out to the kid because they just went and grabbed the book and no one was there. So hopefully this summer we're going to be able to do an inventory of them also. Because we really don't know what's actually over there right now. Which we've had success doing inventories,
That seems.
just running lists. I know there's no inventory function in in folio, but
Right. Well, I
we've
mean,
had we have a great one thing we have at Northwest anyway, not Mobius at large, but we have a large number of student hours, student work hours that they give us.
nice.
So we can have them sit there and shelf read and do shelf maintenance and inventories pretty quickly.
That's wonderful. Oh, you mentioned that this person uses the lists app in order to find out what's sort of been what's out.
Yes.
There is there's an is there another way to get that information, say directly out of inventory, or was I wrong about that when I was, did I mishear?
So what she does is to find anything that is what she's looking for is just what's age to lost, which is in the user's app in that age to lost list. It's right, right there. But to do that, and we've told, I mean, we've sent her our documentation for how we do things. That kind of checklist idea. I don't know if she doesn't remember the checklist exists. I don't know if she thinks that our process are too complicated. I don't know what it is. But she does her own thing. So instead of looking at that list and then billing, because you bill straight from there, everything gets tied together and then everything's good to go. She runs an overdue item list in the lists app. And then on the one she sorts it so she can find the ones that have a status, or she runs, whatever. She finds the ones age to lost that way and then works on it sort of manual. Like these functionalities exist, so you can, click between and hyperlink and folio. And she's just sort of doing it the manual way.
All right.
So we're gonna have, they've had some turnover at that at the school recently. So we're going to have another meeting with them to try and see if we can get them to do the processes. Because like I said, they don't do very many things. It's mostly just check in, check out, but then they, because their finances are separate, they have to do their own billing. So that was like one thing that they have to, she has to do also.
And that might be why she doesn't want to do sort of centrally, because maybe she's afraid of losing track of it within the
I have a feeling she's printing out paper lists
thing itself.
and keeping them in files somewhere. Let me look at the list app, Aaron, and see if she's made any others. I'm sure she has. It is nice that you can see who created.
Yes.
Oh, but you can't sort by it. Okay. They have a list called barcode. That's interesting. She has age to loss. She has just a list for just what's checked out. It looks like that's all she's got is what's checked out right now and what's age to lost. And then concerningly, their student worker has also created a list. So, and they just did that. So maybe they got a permission they didn't have before. I will say, well, I did try to pay attention to just which apps were available to different people, and that luckily did not change. There was nothing where a whole new app showed up for somebody.
Well, and lists is one of those things where usually, generally speaking, it's a sort of thing where since it's read only, I think a lot of people see it as being harmless for a lot of people to have, whether they, whether they're typically the sort of people who make lists or not, who need reports. But, this also, yeah.
I was gonna say, I
Sure.
was just doing some scrolling in the settings, and you can block somebody from being able to add manual fees and fines. So that might
Ooh.
be your answer, that you can just what I've found since we switched over to Sunflower is just control F and then search for my words in capabilities. So what I did there, Jacob, is I just went in and I typed in the word manual. So I did control F and manual, and it highlights all the capabilities that contain that word. And there are some that are for the UI, that are related to that. So let me go back up. Where was I? So it would be under settings, UI user setting manual charges you can view but manage. I think if you m mark it so she cannot manage those, that would help. And then yeah, okay, and then under procedural, it's UI users manual charge, pay, process, and waive. All of those are marked as execute, and maybe unmark those for my, like our I was just looking at our head of circulation and what she can do. So maybe removing those all that pertain to the manual would solve your problem.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good information. Yeah, that was my kind of my hope was that with this granularity, we'd be able to just kind of stop her from doing the wrong way because she just there like there's I actually don't even have a reason to charge manual fines. In my old job, we would do things like that sometimes when at a public library when someone didn't have the $2 for printing, we would just put it on their account and say, bring it next time. But it doesn't work that way here. So.
Okay. Yeah, I see it now. Thank you, Aaron, for that. That is wonderful.
I've really gotten to love the Control F feature. Because we were trying, we had some staff who were really interested. With Sunflower, you can turn the settings on so that you can reorganize your apps in any order you want. And so, but it's something you have to add because it wasn't available in Ransom. So I had to go in and I was like, I don't know what all is needed. So I did the Control F. And it's my profile, one word. I figured that out. So then I was able to search and figure out exactly what ones were needed to do it, and get those added for folks.
Yeah, you sent that to us last time, and we
Yes, that's
appreciate it
right.
very
Yes.
much.
Yeah, because it was a little difficult trying to figure out exactly what was needed at first, but Control F helps.
That was one of the number, for whatever reason, one of the number one enhancements people wanted for, across Mobius.
It's
Outside of all
funny.
the stuff that just doesn't, like, it was one of those things where it's like they consider
Funny.
everything else to just not work. They wanted this to like be a new feature. And that's how they were thinking of enhancements.
It's like, I think we're all accustomed to things that don't work the way they're planned out initially. But having to adjust to a UI that is unfriendly. Or at least one that you don't see as being friendly. That's a whole other, it's a whole other thing. I actually made up the I had a placeholder page in the wiki for Eureka Tips and Tricks. And I have a feeling that that's going to be one of them. Just sort of like, how to find a particular permission in the list. Oh, that's brilliant. I hadn't even thought of it, but yeah.
And
The only thing that
you
I
have to be careful because So for me, I would think like you type my space profile. So you got to be careful and play around with spaces too, because if you don't find something, with the space, try it without a space, and but eventually you find what you're looking for.
Do you have to worry about case sensitivity?
I don't think
Oh no, I
so.
guess you don't. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And I will say that, because you sent the permissions that were needed to get it to work, and then for some reason I don't know if something got cut off or what, but we were able to get it to work, but we couldn't get it to save. And so there was a whole nother permission we had to find. That
Oh,
doesn't
wow.
it doesn't sound like save setting or anything, but that we had to find that one and turn it on. And that was what allowed it, like after you changed it, it then it allows you to save it.
Doesn't
So
that seem
there's
silly?
yeah. So there's sometimes the permissions are just like, oh, okay.
Okay. Well, now I'm having fun doing this. Looking for all the words manual on the e-testing snapshot here.
I will say, I don't know if I told you guys this last time, but I moved my apps around because I was like, oh, I want to do it in the order I use them most, right? Well, I'm so used to going into settings and scrolling all the way down to find user that I'm still doing that, and I'm like, oh shoot, I moved it. So eventually I'll remember.
Yes. And it will be more convenient than ever before. Oh wow. Right. Okay, it sounds like we've found some lovely solutions here. That sounds great. I have a feeling that one teacher slash administrator slash librarian is probably not going to want to change her process unless she really wants to. Even though the process changes a little bit each time, I'm just going to get that. I have that feeling that unless it's made clear to her, unless she really understands that this is something that's going to be really good for her, she is going to resist with heels in all the way.
I don't know if she's not necessarily resistant, and I don't want to say airheaded, but
No.
because she's just kind of like going along and just doing stuff. She whenever I've talked to her, she's always very receptive. It's just that doesn't seem to stick. She
Right.
doesn't seem to remember, like I and I said, she doesn't get in here often, and this is, also a part of her job that nobody has any real power with her. She, you know, she in her teaching responsibility, she has boss, but for this, she's just sort of volunteered. And the administrator there has said, yeah, just that'll be easiest, so just do it. But we're not in charge of her in the library sense. So, because she's done all sorts of wacky things before. She made like 7 new accounts for herself because she couldn't figure out how to log into one of them. And it was like, well, you had to be logged in to make the account. So you were already in. What do you mean you were making new accounts? I get it. So there's, it's always, it's sort of, that sort of a change.
Yes,
So I
the
think
a little
hopefully
knowledge
the,
is a dangerous thing
yeah,
personified. I've got a
hopefully
few
the
of those here in my life.
permission restrictions will be kind of the way to go forward, where it's like, well, if we just don't allow you to be able to do these things, then you can't do this other weird stuff.
And I'm guessing you've already done the thing where it's like you've presented the problem and she acknowledges that it's important and that you haven't like, but it hasn't gotten through that if she changes how she does the thing, you won't have this problem.
Yeah.
You know, like
And it's
that's
also
been
not a
done.
problem for her. Like, it's a thing that we have to deal with and fix, not her. So.
Well, I mean, you know, she understands, you know, the chaos when it comes to like paying for a book that was never checked out. But at the same time, you know, since she has to live with it, I guess you do too.
Which is why, like, that's why she ended up declaring, like, using the declared lost, because it wasn't checked out to go each to lo like that's, yeah. So, and there's nothing she can do about that. You know, some teacher just told that student to go down to the library and grab a book, and nobody knew, and nobody was there. It's, you know, so
School librarians, they
yeah.
matter.
You would think at a laboratory school for a teaching college, they would invest in that one. Yeah.
Nah, then they wouldn't want to train teachers. Somebody might want to become a librarian. Yeah, crazy. Well, okay, I'm gonna see if I can write up this, you know, like how to find a keyword in authorization rules, in our tips and tricks page. You know, I have a there's a page in there in, you know, kind of in the wiki that sort of it exists, but it's there, you know, as a concept. So we'll be adding some of those, and if we come up with some more, we should probably add them in.
If you want, I can also send you Mobius Consortium in this transition to Folio. Decided to make a wiki also.
Oh, good.
And it was sort of for internal best practices across the ECS environment and little how to do things and whatnot. And one of the large organizations of it is user management. It's not super filled out right now, but there are parts that are in it. I can, and anyone can see it, so let me
Well, that would be
just,
nice.
you could at least like say there's that in the
Oh,
chat.
that's lovely. And this is sort of internal, so I'm going to guess that this is like you guys don't mind if people see it, but
Yeah, it's publicly available, like anyone can look at it. You just have to have a login to be able to edit. So.
And the I'm wondering if there's something that turns out to be like an excellent, say, tip or trick for managing permissions. Is it okay for me to sort of copy and paste into the Folio wiki?
Oh yeah.
Okay, great.
That's something that when this the Folio the wiki is still underdeveloped. We got access to it about a year ago. And then there's just been so much going on and
Of
everyone's
course. Well, I mean,
just
this is where the plates start to spin, right?
yeah. So
Yeah.
it's not super there, but I remember in the beginning they were just copy pasting things from the Folio Wiki. So,
Right.
but as
Oh,
things kind
God.
of changed, and especially now with the big change to Eureka,
Right.
most of
Right.
the, and of course the cataloging stuff is more fleshed out than anything else.
Of course it is.
Especially for us having the shared instances with
Yeah.
records, but. But yes, it is available for anyone to look at anytime and to use as it's all there for people to use, so.
Ah, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, is it okay if I put, well, is it okay if I put a link to it in our tips and tricks wiki page, or should I just sort of
Think
like, if I see
so.
something, I'll just, copy paste an attribute?
I would say you could put the link in there,
Okay.
and then if you saw something that was like, oh, I want that on this page, this copy paste it.
Okay, great. Yes, and attribute. Always, always attribute. I remember when that was like, if you did that without attribution, you were a terrible person. Oh. So yes, credit always where it is due. All right. Well, we're just about at the top of the hour. So thank you for coming. Thank you, Jacob, for letting us know how the upgrade went.
Good so far. We'll
Yeah.
see.
Fingers crossed. And thank you, Aaron, for coming and sharing this little bit of process that we can all use now.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Is it in this role? Let's find out. Control F. That'll be great. Okay. Well, thank you all.
All right,
And
we'll see ya.
see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye.